systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, May 9th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 34 of the Friday Night Show. How the fuck are you doing, motherfucker?
I am fucking great. How the fuck are you?
Fan-fucking-tastic as always.
Wow. So, 34 episodes.
I know, dude. We're like heading into the middle-age crisis here.
We're pushing out episodes like Mormons push out babies.
No, but it... That's right. So, the other day after the show, what was it, Wednesday? Because today's Friday.
Right.
Right. We do this little thing called the Jam Hole every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Hey, it's not so little anymore.
No, that's right. We do this huge motherfucking gargantuan beast of a funny ha-ha show called the Jam Hole every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So yeah, after the Wednesday show, I've kind of been noticing this for a while, but I never really realized who was doing it or why. But every time I get home and my brother makes it home before me,
yeah,
I thought it was like my mom or somebody locking the door, right? Like,
oh,
okay,
when you get home, the door's
maybe
locked?
You're not coming home. Yeah. And I asked her, I'm like, why the fuck do you guys always lock me out? Because then I have to run back to my car, grab my fucking keys, run back up, and, you know, it's a pain in the ass. I keep my keys in the car. And she's like, we're not locking the door. And then it occurred to me, that motherfucker, it was my little brother, locking the fucking door. Every time he gets home before me, he locks that shit. So then when I come home, yeah, I have to go fucking...
Does he do that on purpose?
I haven't asked him yet, but I'm thinking, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Shake my magic eight ball. All signs point to yes. So, the other day, I got home before him.
Mm-hmm.
I locked the fucking door.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But the fucked up thing was, my stepdad went outside to, like, let the dog out, and
right,
the door was locked. You know, you can open it from the inside, but not the outside. So, he shuts the door and shit, and it's locked. And now he's locked outside.
Oh,
so, he had to, like, go all the way around. And the first thing I hear when the fucking sliding glass door opens is, you motherfucking shit locked the fucking door. You locked me out. I was like, oh, sorry, that was for Mark, not you, dude.
That's funny, the one time that you
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, and then Mark didn't even come home that night.
Wow.
So fuck me, of course.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and let's see. I'm not even going to talk about that. Oh, well, I was coming into town yesterday. We didn't have a show or nothing. There was this huge, huge, huge fucking accident. It's on, you know, where Spring Creek is, I think, and that flashing
oh,
yellow
yeah,
light.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, right there. Huge fucking accident, and I'm in a hurry and shit, you know, to go meet this girl. And then everyone, you know, you have to stop and fucking wait for them to get everybody out and make sure everybody's okay.
Right.
It's like, oh, you should have fucking thought of that before you got in an accident. So I got this idea. You know how during hockey games, in between quarters, they have the Zamboni machine come out
right,
and just clean the ice? What we need to do is get one of those huge fucking skidders, the big things with the snow plow thing on
yeah,
it.
Right.
And as soon as an accident happens, it's
push
robotic.
It off the road.
Fuck yes. That thing comes out and just plows all the fucking wreckage. I don't care if the people are in it, injured, dead. It don't matter. You shouldn't have gotten a fucking accident. Tough shit. And then it just clears the path, and then we can continue on.
Well,
to
see, that's why I don't wear my seatbelt, because I figure if I get in a wreck and I have my seatbelt on, if it's a bad wreck and I have my seatbelt on, I'll be really fucked up, but I'll still be alive. So I figure might as well just not wear it and just die, and, you know, that's it.
I never wear mine either. And I think it's really stupid that it's a law. Like, you,
yeah,
the cops can enforce it if whether or not you put your seatbelt on.
Right.
That I can see, like, maybe a helmet thing if you're riding a motorcycle, because if someone else hits you or you even hit someone else, that's, you're on a bike, you know?
Yeah.
But in a fucking car,
protection.
Really? Yeah. And it just seems like that should be our choice. If I want to go flying,
for a long time.
Yeah, if I want to go flying through the windshield at 60 miles an hour, goddammit, I live in America. I should be able to do that, right?
Well, yeah, but then again, if you want to kill yourself, that's illegal too.
No, well, are they going to fucking arrest
thing.
You?
Well, they
your
can.
Fucking your headless corpse because you just blew your fucking brains out, and they're gonna come and be like, "All right, take him away, boys."
Well, that's not what I meant.
That's exactly what you said.
Well, no, after
it's against the law to kill yourself.
Yeah, it is.
So,
but you can still do it, obviously, just like anything else.
Well, like it's against the law to smoke pot, but you're right. Still around to have that law enforced. If you kill yourself, what?
Yeah.
They get your ghost and put you in the
ecto-containment
unit?
I don't know, but I just know that it's a law.
It's a stupid law.
There's a lot of stupid laws.
Wow. So, yeah, when I came into town, fucking huge accident. Everyone, I really love how everyone has to, like, look. And I've seen so many of these things that
yeah, everyone
now,
crowds around it.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
watches,
totally.
Oh, my God, are they okay?
So now my new favorite thing to do whenever I see an accident, I roll down. Whichever window is on the side of the accident.
Yeah.
Cops or not, I don't care because they're busy.
Right.
And I just fucking laugh as loudly and as annoying as I can. I'll drive by and, you know, you're going like 10 miles an hour because
right.
There's the accident. And I'll have my window down. I'm like, ah! Look at you. Oh, look at your car. It's all fucked up. Oh, you're bleeding. Oh, look, that dude's not moving. Ah! And I did that, and the cops, like, totally turned around, and
oh,
I swear to God, one of them had a smirk on his face. Like,
he was probably
I know,
laughing.
Right? Yeah, dude. Fucking brilliant
wow.
shit. So I go down there and pick up my friend, and then we go up to Heron Park, and, you know, there's that huge A-frame thing that's,
right.
like, down in. So we walk to that. When we get out of the car, there's these people. There's, like, two cars, right, next to ours, with a couple sitting in each car. So we look at each other like, weird, this is like make-out point all of a sudden.
Is that what they were doing? They were just making
yeah,
out in
yeah,
their cars?
Yeah, exactly. So wow. we go down there, and we're playing like hack and talking and reading shit, and we're down there for like 2 hours, mm-hmm. literally. And we come back, and there's one car still there, and there's this... Fuck.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? That could have been your face. There's this girl standing outside of this car, and the car's like rocking up and down, like, eater, eater, eater.
Nice.
You know? Like, if the car's knocking, don't come rocking or something. How's
if
that
the car's
go?
Rocking, don't
Thank
come
you.
Knocking. Yeah.
Oh, I noticed. Hold on before we move on. That parable I made up about look at your neighbor's spec before or the remember when I said that about
I don't.
Look at your log before you do your neighbor's thing. Well, whatever.
I
got it
remember.
Backwards, so my bad. I was listening to it. I was
oh,
like, that's
okay.
not how
that's
it
right.
goes.
Yeah,
you're
I remember
supposed
now.
To have the plank, not your neighbor. But anyway, so yeah, this girl's like sitting out there, just standing there watching these people in this car just fuck. And, like, the windows are all fogged up and shit, and I'm like, wow, it's fun to watch, isn't it? And she just, she got, like, embarrassed.
Really?
Like, I'm not watching them, and I'm like, hey, it's cool, I'm watching. It, like,
why
you
was
could,
she standing there? You should have asked
know,
her
but,
that.
Well, yeah, it was probably her car. What I had thought, my whole idea was maybe she saw her boyfriend's car and came up there and caught him fucking some other bitch. And was
and
just
now
like,
she just standing there?
Well, like, I'll let you finish because then I'm going to cut your balls off. So, you know, you might as well get off one last time. But you could totally see there were spots in the glass where I guess their legs or whatever.
Their
like,
hands.
Yes, and you could see. And they were both totally butt-ass naked, just a couple little kids,
wow.
like, just going at it. But out of all places, like a park,
yeah.
really? Is that what kids do these days? Is that what you guys do when you go fuck?
No, I don't like fucking in the car.
No?
No.
Not since that one time I got my ass fucked by the shifter, and that was no fun. So, let's see. All right, people fucking at the park.
I remember seeing a couple people fuck at this one spot down in Evergreen that's out of town a little ways, and me and my buddies.
Is it called Makeout Point?
No, I don't,
oh, okay.
I don't. If it is, I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a spot. Anyway, we walk down to this river and we're hanging out, and this car pulls up, and we were drinking, and we thought it was like a cop or something. So we all like throw it into the river.
All your liquor?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Whatever we had in our hand, the rest was in the car. And then we realize that it's just a normal car. So we go up there and we get in the car and we start driving away and we like turn the headlights on. We point it right in the car and there's two people just fucking completely naked.
It's like bent
yeah.
over the front seat, just
like,
getting
in
it.
The dome light and the car's on.
That's
and
brilliant.
And the girl just looks up and she's just fucking bright red from just.
Oh, I bet.
We're
like,
just looking right at her.
How
she's
long
like,
have you
oh,
guys
God.
Been there? You didn't see the donkey,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, and her car was like parked right next to where we were parked. Wow. They must not have seen it, I guess. It was at night.
She and my friend that I was with, like, I looked at her and like, is this like classy, or I mean, is this, you know, is it romantic to go up to a park and fuck in your car?
Yeah, in Heron Park.
It's
too.
Out of necessity. I obviously it's out of necessity. If you had a bed, you would go, unless I don't know. Do chicks get off on that on the backseat of a
know.
Car? Do you get off on that, studio guest?
Guess not.
That my host is fucking. No? No? Okay, I'm getting the no. So let's... You embarrassed the shit out of me on Wednesday's show. Now let's see
I was
how,
getting you back.
Let's see how you're doing.
That's the first time I've been able to embarrass you because you've been alone for so long.
Oh, that's not embarrassing. I know, right? So I was thinking that, like, I saw you guys holding hands. So
yeah.
Is that as far as this has gone? Are you guys... technically dating now? Are you boyfriend, girlfriend? No? What are you waiting for? It's been like 3 weeks. No, tell me. What are you waiting for? Come on. Dead air time.
Yeah,
what are you waiting for?
You're hurting us here.
What are you waiting for? She has no idea. She's not ready. She's got to...
That's what they
all
say.
So, fucked?
No.
Sex? Sex?
Isn't that the same thing?
No. Sex?
No.
Blowjob?
No.
Handjob?
No. Well, maybe.
What? Maybe. she's blushing. That's a big yes. That's a huge yes.
Nice.
So, okay, today I delivered to one of the radio stations.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I'm not sure about this.
I either did something just totally fucking brilliant, or I may have just done the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I was walking up the stairs and
either one, it's going to be awesome.
Either one, we're going to talk about it, unless I no longer have a job here anymore, in which case we'll talk about it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I'm going up the stairs, and one of the guys coming down, he's, I think, one of the radio personalities there. And he looks at me, he's like, so you listen to our radio station? I'm not going to say which one it is yet, but until he denies me, then I'm going to trash it.
Well, of course.
Fucking yeah. So if you guys are listening, hey, this is the Jam Hole. You guys want to pay us to make your radio show not suck as bad. That'll get them,
people
right.
Might actually listen to it.
Yeah, well, maybe. I gave it to an intern and told him to give it to that dude, and then I told him to look at it, too. But
hey, so, I'd listen to the radio if we were on it.
Yeah. Well, no shit. So in passing, he's like, you know, do you listen to our radio station while you're driving your truck? I'm like, no, dude, I listen to my show, and I listen to other shows like it. And he's like, well, what's that? So I explained to him, and he's like, well, let me get your contact info. So I fucking go back to the truck and write down everything. And at the very top of the page, I wrote, explicit, vulgar, be careful where you listen to.
Right.
Just fair
not
warning.
Not safe for work.
Right. Not, yeah, NSFW.
Yeah.
Be careful. So who knows? We might be getting a call from a radio station that wants our sultry voices on air. Oh,
we've
yes.
already had people complimented on how sexy we sound.
Yes, we have. We have fans that actually beat off to our show. So
is that
weird?
Not just us, too. We're
is
talking
that,
about people.
Is that weird that neither of us can get sex, but we have people masturbating to our show?
That sucks.
Wah, wah, we lose. And the last thing I wanted to get to, Keith and the girl today, it was either today's show or yesterday's show. Keith brought up a point about how if you break the law knowingly, I'm not saying this was an accident, but if you knowingly do something, like you litter or you, I don't want to say don't wear your seatbelt because that would be us,
yeah.
But anything like that, you should just get killed right there. And he was thinking that he made that whole thing up, and I would just like to say, sir, no, you didn't.
We've been saying that way before you.
For, like, since episode 10, pretty much.
Pretty
Whenever
much.
Anyone does something fucked up, we're like, just kill them. And while
Whenever,
you're at it,
yeah.
kill everyone else that does
exactly.
shit like that. But now, what we would have to do is change some laws first. Like, this whole criminal pot smoking thing, that's gotta go.
Yeah, that has to.
I ain't getting killed over getting stoned. Fuck
no.
that shit. Not when there's people out there drinking that can do whatever the fuck, because it's legal. So, we would have to make some changes. But I think, all in all, it is a fantastic idea. If you break the law, and Greg, maybe we should just break it down to, like, three main
we
laws.
We should start with just one law first.
Or
if
fuck
you
it.
Kill someone... You get killed back.
Well,
end of story.
That's a given. So I think we should maybe even just take a little something from the Ten Commandments, because those are real basic shit. It's common sense. Right. Be nice to people. They'll be nice to you. Don't fuck other people's wives. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't cheat. You know, all that shit. So those are pretty much, I mean, minus the whole remember Sunday to keep it holy, because that's bullshit.
Yeah, and then, that one.
Having no other gods, that's bullshit. So we'll probably end up with five commandments, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That's right.
We'll make up our own 10.
Right, and he was just wanting, if anyone was thinking like that, to let him know. So I doubt he's going to listen to this, but hey, we're out here too, and it was our idea. So
yeah.
I did send him an email and let him know about that, just in case. And, fuck, I wrote this down because it seemed like a good idea at the time, but since we were talking about the whole relationship thing, I just wrote down, how fucking awesome is it to finally have found the thing you've spent your whole life looking for? I found it.
Yeah?
Fucking A.
Congratulations.
You ready to do some news?
Let's do some.
All right, you ready to get your ass beat at this Rochambeau shit? I'm psyching you out. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? No, look at me. Ready?
I'm looking.
Fall!
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
I hate you! Go, read, now.
You suck.
Go.
Suspected mother, 14, charged in baby's fairground toilet death.
Oh, another cunt turd?
Yeah.
Flushed down the toilet where it belongs?
And she's 14.
Really?
Well, suspected mother, 14.
Now, this isn't, you would think maybe this is a rare occurrence. Like, boy, that only happens once.
Yeah, who'd
have
thought?
No, since we've done this show, we've read, what, this is the fourth?
This is the third story where a mother has left their newborn...
A 14-year-old mother at that.
Yeah, has left their just-born baby in a toilet.
That's some effed up
shit. Yeah, it's not rare.
I mean, I just think it's fucked up because obviously it's not going to flush. So you just leave that shit there. The next lady that comes in there to take a piss or drop a deuce has to stare at your dead fucking fetus.
It's nice to know, though, that we aren't the only ones that know that that's where the cunt turd belongs.
Well, yeah, that or the trash can dumpster outside the abortion clinic. But I just think, like, is it dead at that point? Or is it, like, if you were the next person to go in right after the lady gave birth in the in the toilet. I don't know how to say that any better, but
yeah,
would it twitching and shit?
Just stop for a second. Just stop for a second and picture a girl pushing out a baby into a toilet.
Oh god, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
but would it still be moving? Because that would creep me the fuck out if I go in there and like
there's
pull my dick
crying
out and this thing like blinks and like kind of
twitches. Probably just start pissing uncontrollably
on
over it.
Oh god. It's especially if it was on fire.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, then I'd just be trying to put it out.
Oh, wow.
That's just, you know, being
I would wait till it turned a nice crisp golden brown, and then I would put it up. But not with pee, because I don't want to eat my own pee.
Well, it's already in the toilet.
Well, yeah, but do women pee when they give birth?
Well, they do a lot of other things.
Okay, I'd wash it off first.
All right.
And then
if it's cooked, I mean.
That kills everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we cook food, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
please,
then, fine.
Please continue.
All right. The suspected 14.
That was all for that story.
The suspected 14-year-old mother of a baby found dead in a fairground toilet was charged with murder.
And where do you think the baby daddy is?
Probably.
Her dad?
Probably a junior high.
Oh.
According to the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office, the 14-year-old from Bridgeton was attending the Cinco de Mayo. Wow, I almost messed that up.
Wow.
Festival when she allegedly gave birth to the baby in the toilet of the fairground.
Do you think maybe she read stories about women doing that and was like, well, that seems like a good idea. Like,
you know
monkey
what? And
see,
now that I
do
think about it, I think the other two stories were like the girls were 14, 15, in there.
So do you think if they lowered the price of abortion, because that shit ain't cheap. You got to put like an abortion on layaway and make payments and get a good interest rate.
You know, that's funny that, I don't know. I guess you can get charged for murder if you have a baby and leave it in the toilet. But if you have an abortion, it's not murder.
Because it's a doctor doing it? Or where do
you
draw that?
The baby's not born yet.
So what if?
I think that's why. It's because you kill it before the baby was born.
Giving birth, and you can't
then
have...
Then it's alive, and then you kill
when
it.
When do they cut off abortions? The third trimester?
I don't know.
Right up till it's born?
No, you don't get very long, I don't think.
Now, the other thing that kind of gets me thinking about is if women weren't supposed to have babies at the age of 14, why can they? Like, why is it even possible?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, well, I think they can start around 12 or 13.
Maybe it's because back in the day, like, when humans were first around, the life expectancy was, like, 30.
Yeah.
Like, now we have all this medicine and shit to fix you, and we could keep you on life support for fucking ever, you know? But, so, back then, they didn't have all that shit, and people died when they were, like, in their late 20s, 30s. So, when you're 14, that's, you're halfway there. So, maybe that... Maybe that's why.
That might be why.
So do you think then if the life expectancy goes back down to 30, it'll be okay to do this?
Well,
it's like, hey, we're halfway
probably.
Dead. You might
as better
well.
Hurry up. Yeah.
Right?
She's accused of taking the child out of the bowl and placing him into the toilet tank.
I thought you were going to say she is accused of taking a dump.
That would have been pretty good, too.
Excuse me.
So she took the baby out of the toilet. She pushed it into the toilet, then took it out and put it into the tank behind
it. Oh, now
it.
See, that's... Oh, she upper decked him,
yeah.
Dude. So do you
well,
think,
that way you can't see
do
it.
Do you think every time they flushed it, like, bits and pieces of the baby came... Oh.
Wow. Or they couldn't flush it. They're like, why wouldn't it flush?
Oh, man. That would be the worst.
That would be so bad.
Oh, man, if only I worked at an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I would have no more friends.
Do you have
like,
any
hey,
friends as
you,
it is?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Fuck you. I'd be like, hey, guys, you gotta go to the bathroom yet? And they're like, no, why do you keep asking us that? Well, just go pretend. Just flush it.
Right,
you'll
just
see.
Just go and flush it.
It'll be great.
No decision has been made on whether the girl will be tried as an adult or a juvenile.
Now, see, I think she should get let off because at least she didn't have the kid and try to raise it and just make it even more fucked up. She knew. She's like, dude, there's no fucking way.
Right.
I'm just going to kill
14.
It. I can't afford an abortion. My parents will kill me. I'm just going to poop it out here.
Well, her parents didn't even know that she was pregnant somehow.
Basically,
how do you hide that for 9 months?
Well, I don't know. You eat more, obviously, so maybe she's like, well, I'm just hungrier.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're like, so when did you stop puking up after you ate? Because,
right.
You know, what changed? So, I do, though. I think she should be let off, because the real crime there would have been if she would have had it and tried to raise it, being 14. And then they'd end up down at the park in the fucking playground where we try and fall fat, and then I would just get pissed at him and probably kill the baby for her. And
we need to get that square Falf disc.
Yes. If anyone makes Falf disc, I want a custom-made square one, like a big ninja star. That'll be my new disc. So, pooping out babies in the toilet. Yay or nay?
I'm for it, I guess.
Fucking A.
I don't
else?
Care.
So, going from dead baby in the toilet to three dead infants found in a freezer in Germany.
Dead babies everywhere.
I know. That would be a good song. A good metal song.
Yeah. Three dead babies in a freezer.
Oh, this comes out of Olpe, Germany. A 44-year-old woman was arrested on suspicion of killing her own babies. Babies, plural. More
wow.
than one. Oh, three dead, right.
Right.
Headline, thanks.
Weird, huh?
After her grown children found the bodies of three infants stashed in the family's freezer while looking for a frozen pizza. So could
wow.
you imagine you go in there and you're like, oh, some
I
purple
some
stuff,
pizza. Yeah.
Some Kool-Aid, some Sunny D. Oh, fuck, a dead baby!
three of them!
Holy shit, dude. That would... Would you just be like, oh, whatever, grab the pizza and just
I'd
continue
like,
on?
I'd be like, fuck, I'm eating that.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Mom, how long does the dead baby have to de-thaw for?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I also like how I noticed it in your story, too, but it's on suspicion of killing. It's like, well, they're dead and they're in your freezer and they're your babies.
You all, yeah.
How, you know?
Well, because they always say suspicion until they know for sure.
Why?
I don't know.
Can you not assume that? I mean, is that wrong in police work to just assume?
Well, you're innocent until proven guilty.
If you're white.
That's true. Uh-huh. Well, she must have been white.
Oh, well, okay. That makes sense. I guess Germany, yeah. Are there black Germans?
I don't know.
I think Hitler took care of that, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think they're pretty much all gone.
Yeah, you're probably right. Police confirmed the grisly find Sunday night in the town of Wenden near Olpe in the western state of Who Gives a Fat Fuck after the woman turned herself in. The three infants are believed to have been born alive, but authorities were waiting autopsy results to determine how they died. Well, let's
they
see.
They died in
they
the freezer,
froze
probably.
To death.
Yeah.
They died of not getting enough love from mom. The woman, her 47-year-old husband, and three adult children. See, that's what it was. She already had three kids. She's like,
she didn't want any more.
Do they not have birth control in Germany?
Or condoms,
or
I guess.
Know how to pull out?
I guess.
I was going to make a war joke, but
they must have been Mormon.
That's France, not Germany,
they must have been
right?
Mormon.
Where they know how to pull out?
What?
Of the war? Yeah. Shut up. The children discovered the frozen babies on Saturday. That is a priceless line.
The frozen babies.
The frozen babies on Saturday afternoon while their parents were away for the weekend. Holy shit, dude.
Wow.
You find that shit and your parents aren't even there?
Yeah, I'd be like, That's about all I could get out.
Would you go and tell your other siblings, like, hey, guys, this could have been us?
I'd be like, hey, will you go get me the pizza out of the freezer?
Right? I'm not going in there, man.
I wouldn't tell them that they
were
in there.
Close their eyes, at least. That's freaking me out.
They're just looking at you.
That's crazy shit. People do some fucked up shit, dude. Frozen babies.
I never would have thought we would read a story about three dead babies in a freezer.
I mean, I can see flushing them down the toilet because it's easy. It's right there. There's bathrooms everywhere.
But we all know that they don't go down.
You walk around, your water bursts, and you're like, oh, shit, I got to get to the shitter, you know?
Right.
But, like, to do that and then to put it in your freezer, like, what are you saving it for? Thanksgiving? I mean, really?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why? Wow. Germans, huh?
Yeah, they might be.
See, being Germans, I would have expected them to have found them, like, in an oven or something.
Right?
Right?
But well, the Jews are.
Well, yeah, if they would have been Jewish babies, that's probably where.
Yeah.
The 18-year-old and his sister had been looking for a frozen pizza and came across a lot of expired food, so they decided to clean out the freezer. The one time the parents leave and expect their kids not to clean anything,
right.
They find that shit.
Yeah. Well, he wanted a pizza.
Can you imagine that reunion, like when the parents get home from their vacation, they're like, hi, how's it going? The kids are like, wow. I would have
I can't believe that they just put it in the freezer where all the food was.
Well, yeah. They're like, well, we're going on vacation, so we can't. So let's freeze them, and then when we get back, we'll revive them, and then we'll raise them.
Like
but this vacation, once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
We can have more kids.
Right.
But
well, obviously.
Yeah, right? That would have made six. So I am kind of on her side for helping control the population. I mean,
why didn't she just get an abortion?
6 billion people in this world, and these three kids die, and I still get stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
So, it's not making a difference. Let's see. The teenager then found three identical packets on the bottom of the freezer and opened one and saw the head and arm of an infant that was wrapped in a hand towel.
Oh, wow.
What a find. Wow.
I can't imagine.
Again, if I was a billionaire, I would throw $3 million to be able to sit downstairs by the freezer and watch them find that just to see, like, can you imagine their expression? Like, you pull out what you think's a pizza and it's looking at you and you're like, What would you do? Would you just drop it, or would you put it back?
I don't know how I would react to that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that'd be like to find a dead baby in a freezer. I'd be like, I know what I'm eating.
Yeah. Have you cleaned out your freezer lately?
What do you mean by freezer?
Well, do you guys have a freezer?
Yeah.
Do you maybe have any dead brothers or sisters your mom might have put in that freezer?
Probably not anymore.
Yeah. Well, if they're frozen, they stay, you know, it doesn't expire. It's not like milk where you got to throw it out after a week.
Get freezer burn.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want my meat freezer burn. It tastes weird.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good at all.
The children confronted their parents when they returned home Sunday, and the couple and their daughter then went to the police to tell authority. What the fuck? I'd be like, you open your mouth, you're going to be in there next, bitch.
That's what I do.
Seriously. You
don't want to get fucking go to jail.
Yeah, okay, she probably says.
Okay,
she's like,
you caught me.
Okay, my bad.
You win.
Let's go to the police station. And when you guys go out, you fucking knock her on the head, throw her in the trunk, and be like, bitch.
Throw her in the freezer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get one big happy family. The children did that ahead of who? What? The corpulent woman apparently concealed the three pregnancies. Does corpulent mean fat?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, the corpulent woman
apparently
concealed the three pregnancies, believed to have been in the 1980s. Holy shit, dude. They were saving that shit like rations.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
They were saving from it for the 80s. Rainy day.
That shit was as old as I am. I'm from the 80s.
Wow.
1980. That's fucked up, dude.
Those babies are as old as you are.
Yeah. Or they would have been. Quote, it sounds unbelievable, but there are examples showing such things are possible. Then they're like, well, just look at our bloodline. I mean, Hitler, fucking Rommel, all that shit.
I mean, it is Germany.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shit porn.
Right.
Fuck. Half of my extensive scat porn folder is German. I can't understand a word of it, but I know what poop looks like.
Yeah.
It looks the same in any language. The news of the discovery took other residents aback. Yeah. What do you think their neighbors thought? They're like, holy shit, and you weren't sharing with us? What the fuck?
I really can't. I just can't.
Are you just
imagine
baffled?
That blows me away.
Wow.
Like, I'm so glad that that happened.
Oh, here we go. Are you ready for the quote?
I don't know.
Are you ready?
I'm
quote,
ready.
I've been mayor for 14 years and
wow.
This is definitely the worst day I've seen. The worst day.
This is the worst case of child abuse
I've ever
seen.
They didn't take the day and put it in the freezer. Fuck. What does that have to do? This is the worst day I've ever had. It was probably the mayor probably fucked that bitch, and that's why she had to hide the pregnancies
right,
from
her
husband.
Right, she was cheating on him.
Exactly. The plot gets groovy. We will need a long time here to work through this. Do you think a community, like if that happened here, do you think the community would just be able to go on with their lives, or would they just be like, wow.
I think it'd be fine, probably.
Yeah, they'd
I mean,
be like,
once
whatever.
They're gone, it'd be like, I guess I got a good fucking story to tell
it's
about
like,
my
the
neighbors.
Weird thing is, why'd you keep them for fucking 27 years?
Yeah. And what's funny is the kids just now discover it.
Well, like they said, there was lots of expired frozen food and stuff, so they probably hadn't gone down there in a while. What seems really weird is why, I mean, their parents are gone. Why now to clean out the freezer?
You know, there's no food.
It's
maybe?
Almost like some Sixth Sense shit. Like the ghost of the baby was like, frozen pizza, rosebud. You know, and then they're right. Like, I kind of want frozen pizza. And then
we'll
you
go
know.
Check the freezer.
Yeah, that it just seems weird that they would pick a time when their parents are gone to clean out the freezer and then find that. You know,
coincidence, like, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe they were trying to do something nice for when their parents got home, found that, and been like, dude. This is our out. We will never, ever, ever have to clean our rooms again.
Yeah,
be like,
for sure.
Mom, three other brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
That's right.
You go clean my room,
now
bitch.
Bring me some ice cream, bitch. That's right. Excuse me. It was the latest in a string of similar cases in Germany.
Similar? Wow. So this is common.
In the worst case. Okay, here's the worst case. A woman.
A child abuse?
We've ever seen.
Just maybe.
In the worst case, a woman was convicted of manslaughter. And what does manslaughter spell with?
Laughter.
In 06 and sentenced to the maximum 15 years in prison for killing 8 of her newborn babies and burying them in flower pots.
Why don't she just quit having babies?
In flower pots and a fish tank in the garden of her parents' home near the German-Polish border.
Oh, that's way better.
8 of them, and she got 15 years maximum.
Just 15 years?
That's it.
Fuck, I'll kill 8 babies for 15 years.
I would kill 8 babies to see what killing 8 babies would be like,
yeah.
And then to see what jail for 15 years would be like. It wouldn't be so bad if you could have visits, because, you know, once a week you could come in with the mixer and the mics, and
right.
We could just do the show from there.
Yeah, but you probably only get, like, 15 minutes. It'd be a short show.
Yeah, that's true. We'd have to save up, like, 3 visits and then clip all the shows together.
Yeah.
But could you imagine the story? Like, so,
I'd be pretty
sweet. Killed 8 babies today, but it, and boy, are my arms tired.
Wow.
Thank you. Okay, in a fish tank and a flower pots. I understand the flower pots, because it'll decompose, and that'll
right.
release nutrients and shit into the soil. But a fish tank, unless they're piranhas,
yeah.
I didn't think, okay, that makes sense. More recently, police in February were called to a home in northern Germany, where a dead infant was discovered in the cellar. They were letting it age like a fine wine. Yeah. It was probably like pickled in a bottle and shit. They're like, that's for a special occasion.
Yep.
When we have a kid that we actually let live. In January, a 28-year-old German woman was charged with manslaughter after the remains of three babies were discovered in her house and the home of a relative. That woman has denied killing the babies. He's like, one me.
One me.
One me. Wow. So just that was just all about killing some kids, man.
Killing kids.
Killing kids. All right. So what do you got next for us here?
Three accused of using corpse head to smoke pot.
Oh, I heard about this story on Keith and the Girl
that
yesterday.
That sounds pretty brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Kingwood teenager's story of decapitating a corpse and using the head to smoke marijuana was so outlandish, not really, I believe it, well, that at first Houston Police Department senior police officer Jim Adkins did not believe it.
They're
like, no, you're lying.
Well, how did they find out? I mean, obviously if it was just them there, the person whose head it was dead. So
right.
Did one of them was like, oh man, we smoked out of this dead corpse. We fucked it. We cut its head off. But seriously,
I have no idea.
It seems like pot smokers, like these kids were on something else. You cannot say, oh, pot makes you do that shit.
No, definitely not.
Because granted, when you want to get stoned, you usually have your own shit with you. You're not right. going to be like, and if you need to make
Man,
something,
I don't have a piece. Well,
grab
I'll
a fucking apple. Do you know how
or
hard?
Or a can or something.
Keith said this, but you know how hard it would be to like hollow it out and shit, unless
right.
everything was really decomposed. You would have
True.
To scoop out the brain, drill the holes, and all that shit.
That wouldn't be very
These guys
enjoyable
are stupid.
To smoke out of.
Do you know what that would taste like?
Like brains?
Ugh. And
I don't know.
And the whole thing of was it a male head or a female head? Because if it was a dude, you're putting your lips on his lips. That's like kissing a dude. And whoa.
Whoa.
Is that, oh, that's my, holy shit, that's my pager.
Really? Wow.
That's fucking weird.
That is kind of weird.
Wow. I like
who
never.
Who would be paging
I don't
you?
Know. I never use that thing
really?
Anymore. Can you please? Okay, it stopped. But here, hand it. It's in that pocket, middle pocket.
Yet,
sorry, will you read? Please,
yes.
I got
Yet
okay.
Kevin Wade Jones Jr., 17, appeared almost indifferent as he relayed the bizarre description of his and two friends' activities at a humble area graveyard, Adkins said. Quote, I just doubted it because it's very morbid and I couldn't see anybody doing something like this.
Yeah, no.
I could?
Well, but
I mean,
I just can't grasp.
I don't know.
That's just gross
it.
To me.
Yeah,
it's gross.
It is.
If you're going to dig up
far.
A corpse to smoke, cut off a finger and smoke the formaldehyde in that. Don't fucking use it as a device to get weed smoke through your thing.
Right.
Go take some fucking knife hits or roll a joint for fuck's sake. You had to cut the head off.
Right.
And then figure out.
See, I don't think it was so much about the smoking. It was more the fact that they just wanted to
Cut a head off, and that seemed like the thing to do with it.
Smoke weed out of it. Well, they
wow.
must have an extra Y chromosome.
Where's this from? Florida?
It doesn't say.
Nice.
Not until police went to the home of another Kingwood 17-year-old Matthew Richard Gonzalez did the officer believe the tale.
Meskin.
He is definitely Meskin. Quote, he regurgitated in his plate of food when I asked him about it, Adkins said.
He regurgitated?
Yeah,
like
so
he threw it up and then he ate it again?
No, he just threw up.
Well, then that's throwing up. When you regurgitate, you throw it up and then you eat it again.
Isn't regurgitate the...
That's what flies do when they throw up and then they eat it again. That's what regurgitating is. Throwing up is just throwing up. Hmm. If you eat the puke, that's regurgitating.
Well, that's even better.
I guess that kind of clears
Quote,
it up as to
so,
why they did this, right?
So I knew there was some truth to the story.
Because he threw up and then ate his food again.
Well, I don't know. Just because after he asked him the question, he threw up.
Would you just have the taste of death in your mouth, like, for the rest of your life?
You'd have the taste of someone's skull and...
And
mouth,
you would think a skull, why not use the penis? It's shaped like a pipe.
Yeah.
I guess that probably would have decomposed, right?
Probably.
You'd have to get one of them fresh.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's even worse. I don't like how you look at me when you say that.
Penis? Brynn, penis?
Don't do that. Now, Jones.
Would it be any better if I put a pronoun at the beginning of that? Like, my penis? Or your penis?
So, anyway,
not at all.
Now, Jones, Gonzalez, and a juvenile whose name has not been released are each charged with abuse of a corpse, a misdemeanor.
Hey, now,
all three were arrested Wednesday night.
So, what is the whole fucking deal with when minors do some fucked up shit, they can't release their names, even though they're fully aware. I can see
right.
if it's a retard or someone that doesn't know right from wrong. But when kids know right from wrong.
And if you do something like this fucked up,
yeah,
I mean, you
say who the fuck it is.
Yeah,
so, hey,
you
maybe,
lost your right.
Maybe I don't want to be near that person. I need to know who they are so
right.
I can avoid them like the fucking plague. You're going around cutting heads off to smoke pot through? Do you, out of, okay, we know between the two of us, probably a lot of people that smoke weed.
Yeah.
Do you, would any of them do anything like this?
No.
Even.
No.
I mean, I've been on some fucked up shit before, and I have never, ever, ever even thought
that's,
of, like,
because what
boy,
they did
a
has,
dead corpse head would be really fun to smoke weed out of.
Right. That's because what they did has nothing to do with drugs. I mean, it does, but
it's more to do with a deep-seated
yeah.
necrophilia psychological
something like
disorder.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone who smokes weed who isn't into that shit isn't going to want to do that.
Well, and if
the weed isn't going to make you want to smoke it out of a corpse.
And when you're stoned, the last thing you want to do is go dig up a dead fucking body. That's work. That's something
yeah,
like
fuck that. I
you do
eat.
A bunch of tweak and then go dig holes in your fucking yard. You
right.
know, you don't want to do that. Yeah, you want to eat. And a dead body, really? It's not the most appetizing thing.
No.
Especially
even when I'm stoned, I'm not going to want to eat that.
No, not unless it's cooked and prepared properly.
Right.
I'm not pulling it out of the ground and fucking chewing on a leg bone.
If it's in the freezer like those other
well, yeah,
babies,
then it
that's
it was
different.
Wrapped and packaged
right.
and probably tenderized. Well, of course. But I mean, I'm saying out of the ground. That's
yeah.
like going to a garden and
that's
just pulling
gross.
Carrots out and eating them. You got to wash it. Yeah.
Right.
I wonder what kind of diseases they got from that shit.
I sure hope everything.
Gonorrhea, syphilis.
Yep.
I sure hope
Houston
so.
Houston police believe the teens disturbed the grave of an 11-year-old boy who died in 1921.
Wow. That,
see?
From 21 till 08, that is a lot of decomp.
Yeah.
So
there's not going to be
much
left.
It must have been just the skeleton.
It must have been.
And then
just
that's,
bones.
Right. Because I was picturing when you first said that, like, they were having to hack through some muscles.
Right.
There's some blood
skin left,
squirting
maybe.
Out. Yeah, exactly. And then, like, it would have lips and stuff. That's where why I said that.
Right.
But if it's just a skull, unless you're a skilled forensic scientist or something like that, you're not going to know this is a female because of the nose. Distance between the eyebrow where that would be in the note. You know, you don't
yeah.
know. You're like, oh, it's a fucking skull.
Yeah.
My Hamlet or whatever that where he's, yeah. That makes it a little less fucked up because it was a skull and not like something with a face on
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
That would just creep me out.
I wonder if they knew if it was like a young boy.
That would be like cutting off Pamela Anderson's head or something and then like trying to smoke out of that. Like,
yeah.
that would be a little.
You get hepatitis.
Yeah, well, yeah. you'd have to get your shots first.
Yeah, for sure.
But you'd want to get your shots before you even touched her anyway, let alone, you know, got down and
you
dirty.
You should get shots just from looking at her.
If only STDs, if only you could get them from looking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, moving right along here. Episode 34 of this fucking shit. Pittsburgh girl dies after being accidentally run over by her mother.
Hey, accidents
will happen. Pittsburgh, a 5-year-old girl riding her tricycle died after being run over by her mother Wednesday afternoon in what police are describing as a tragic accident.
Oh, I'm sure.
They say tragic accident. Her mom's like, ah, perfect plan.
Yeah,
hey,
a
hey,
miracle.
Yeah, and see, that's if you can make it look like an accident, go ahead, you know, you can go free. But if you're dumb and you fucking store that shit in a freezer where your other kids that you didn't happen to kill. Hold on. Why did she pick those three in particular and not the three that she had raised? Going back to the other story.
Well, probably because she had those three in after those three.
Do you think they were the first three?
Yeah, I think so. She had those three and then she had another one and she didn't want it or something.
And then she had another one.
And another one.
Weird.
That's it. Probably something like that.
Okay. I just thought maybe they came out retarded and she's like, uh-uh. I'm not
going
to be the talk of
the. Well, kind of retarded when they
well,
come
yeah,
out?
But I mean, this thing How comes out tell? With a forehead the size of a Mack truck, you know, that type of thing. Or
yeah.
It comes out with you know, a dick and a pussy or something, you know? And she's like,
well, that's
no.
something you would keep, I'd think.
Well, yeah. It'd be amusing to watch it fuck itself.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'd love
again?
To say that.
Damn it. No. I need to wait a minute. I can't keep doing it. Rachel Lopez, another Mexican. What is it with these Mexicans and flushing babies down toilets and putting them in fucking shit?
I don't know.
At least this one was smart enough to make it look like an accident.
It couldn't be an accident. She's missing.
I would love to interview her and be like, okay, honestly, yeah, that honestly. Wasn't an accident. We know.
Yeah. You can tell us.
You can tell us. And then she writes a book, If I Really Wanted to Kill My Kid, This Is How I'd Do It. Yeah. And then, like, outlines
I'd
the whole.
I'd accidentally run her.
Right. I act. Oh, God. That would be fantastic. Again, $1 million to sit and watch this happen.
Yeah.
I would pay sure. a mil pretty much to watch any of these stories happen. As long as I was in, like, you know, they couldn't see me. I don't want them right. to, like, look at me and be like, can I help you? Like, yeah. No, continue.
Just
please.
Do what you're doing.
I believe you were about to kill your daughter accidentally. Go right ahead. Let's see. According to police, the mother was heading home from work around 4:30 p.m., somewhere we don't care about, when she stopped a couple of houses away to talk to the girl and her older sister, who were playing on the sidewalk, as children sometimes tend to do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. The mother rolled down her window to tell the girls to go home so she could run them over, and then drove off at a slow speed.
I like how they specify.
Yeah.
You know it's bullshit
right.
if they specify.
It's like, look,
it's
bitch,
slow.
You laid rubber right there and there.
Yeah.
Laid rubber. That's another term for putting a condom on.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. I don't know why. She rolled down her window, told him to go home, left at a slow speed. The mother didn't see that the 5-year-old had ridden in front of the 93 Volkswagen van in a big wheel type tricycle, which lies low to the ground and is generally out of a driver's field of vision. You think maybe that's why they made him like that?
It's so you could accidentally run him over?
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
I fucking best business model ever.
I used to have one of those when I was a little kid.
A big
too.
Wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And so you cool. had to keep pedaling because yeah. it was like a fixed mechanism. Yeah,
right.
Dude. Those things were badass because
yeah.
you could like pedal real hard and peel out and shit.
I don't know. They were really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, dude. I think everyone had a big wheel when they were kids.
Probably.
It was like the thing. Like the next generation all got power wheels, but like.
Yeah,
from,
like those Jeeps.
Yeah,
have
with
the,
motor.
Yeah,
yeah I never got any
motor.
That
no,
cool
I never
shit.
Got that either.
Fuck, dude. The
fucking
mother,
rich kids.
Yeah. The driver soon noticed that something was dragging and soon discovered that her daughter
I wonder what
had,
that is.
Had been caught under her right front tire. Oh, my
that's
God.
Awesome.
That's brilliant. She dragged. Oh, wow. I've hit deer before. Like, yeah. when it's icy out, I'm going, like, 30 miles an hour, and you kind of slide into it. And this one time in Whitefish, excuse me. I hit one. Kind of just bumped it, mm-hmm. and it went under the car and got stuck. But it was like a little baby deer and yeah. shit. And I was like, fuck. So I kept going, hoping it would just work its way
right.
out.
Yeah. Just
it didn't. Fuck no.
No. Just stayed there.
I stopped the car and fucking get out. And this thing is just like, just pissed off.
I
stuck
bet.
Under my
stuck
car
under
somehow.
Car, yeah.
And every time I got near it to like pull it out and shit, it would like freak out. And
right.
that would make me freak out.
Well, yeah.
It's
you don't,
dark and I don't want that shit to.
Well,
bite me.
If that thing kicked you or something,
yeah,
it'd be
exactly.
so fucked.
So finally, I just like. Fucking grabbed it and yanked and it was like and then it popped out and it got up and ran off but
wow
yeah dude
that's crazy
it was
it
weird
off.
That yeah because I drove for like a good half a mile probably yeah. And I kept hearing I was like god damn it this is getting messier and messier yeah. I might as well just stop
you
now
you might hurt your car
well yeah and
that'd
it kind of tore some shit
I bet.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. So she accidentally did that. The driver, she was dragging her. She immediately...
You really need to stop losing your place.
Fuck off.
I mean, 34 episodes.
You think?
Come on.
Fuck off. You're just now... Okay, you want to talk about this. 34 yeah. episodes, you're just now learning how to pronounce words that you probably should have learned in fifth grade. What?
What?
What, yeah.
I guess you got
exactly.
me
exactly. I do. Point for me.
No, it's fuck kind it. Of equals out because you, you
okay.
still lose your spot.
And I did again. No, yeah. She immediately stopped the vehicle after she dragged her for a fucking
yeah,
mile,
right.
Backed up to free her daughter, and tended to her until help arrived. She was tending to her, like trying to arrange it so it looked like an accident and not
yeah.
a fucking hit and run or whatever. Addington said police have no reason to believe that the driver was impaired. Quote, the mother was very distraught and very cooperative with police. It appears that there was no negligence on her behalf. None except for the fact that she hit her fucking kid. That's really no negligence. It's okay. It happens all the time. Oh, I didn't see her. Sorry, I was making a phone call.
It was an accident. Yeah. I was doing my makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it okay.
You would totally, if you are any kind of fucking mother, you would have watched and made sure that both of your fucking kids were out of the way before you're like, oh, slam it in reverse. Douche!
I think this was a different one than the two she was talking to.
No, that's really? Them. Yeah. Oh. They left and she just fucking backed up. Wow. She didn't see that the 5-year-old had ridden in front of... See? And
what?
In the front, you would see one and not see the other and be like, this is weird. You're like, all right, got her. Boom! Take that, bitch.
I know. She should still get... Fucking...
This is for wrecking my vagina and now no one wants to have sex with me.
Right. She should be killed for just being so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it was an accident or not,
you
killed still
your
stupid.
Kid. Animals don't even fucking do that unless, you know, there's something wrong with it and it's not going to survive.
Right.
Which, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah, I mean.
Spartans did it. Fuck. Yeah. And look, the one they didn't kill, look what fucking happened. He led them to their secret fucking thing.
That fucked up one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that should have been killed. Right. See what happens?
Yeah.
You got to fucking kill them if they're weird.
You gotta kill the retarded ones.
Yeah.
Because that's what he was.
Yeah, definitely. And then they put the retarded ones in school. It's
right.
Like, really? They're retarded. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed or not, but they're not learning anything.
It's kind of a waste of money.
Why do you think they do that?
I don't know.
Just to, like, go... it's like you're going through the motions.
Yeah.
You're not learning anything. You can't even keep the drool in your mouth. You know? What? Why?
Well, you don't have to be
retarded.
2 + 2.
5. Okay, no. 2 + 2. 3. It's like, okay, this is
week 3.
No,
that's wrong.
And you're still saying the wrong answer. So, dead. All of them. Oh, goodness gracious.
And then we could get rid of the retard class in school.
Right, and I like how they point out that she was very distraught and cooperative. She's
right.
Like,
of course.
Act much? I mean, okay, what's my motivation here? Well, you're sick of your fucking kids, especially the younger one, and you want to kill them, but you want to kill them so it looks like an accident.
Right.
Okay, I think I can do that. Oh, no, she just came out of nowhere, and I tried to... Fuck.
See,
off.
Even you could do it.
I know. No, it's easy. I could fucking... kill you and then look all distraught and cooperate and be like, sorry, it was an accident. I didn't see him there. That's going to be the greatest excuse ever now. If I ever hit anybody or a dog, I'll be
didn't
like,
see you there.
Didn't see it. And then I'll pull out this article and be like, see, it's an accident.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh, at least. Oh, let's finish this. Quote, I heard a little girl screaming. I ran out and thought it was a dog that got hit.
You heard a little girl screaming and you thought it was a dog that got hit.
I know, right? That's,
what? Where's the logic
that's
in that sentence?
Guilty right there, man. This is Joanne Scott, 47, who babysits her brother's son down the street. She was cooking in the kitchen when she heard a commotion. That's when she said, I heard a little girl screaming, ran out, thought it was a dog. Scott ran down the street and saw the sobbing mother holding her injured daughter. Quote, she had her baby in her lap. That's tampering with evidence now.
That is.
You are not supposed to move that
shit.
You
aren't supposed to mess with the crime scene.
No, you should have left her in the fucking wheel well where
right.
The bitch was, you know?
But like, hey, I didn't want to mess with it. You know? You're not supposed to touch that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all gross and bloody.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to... Yeah. I didn't even hold it when I gave birth to it. I don't want to fucking touch it now. Quote, she had her baby in her lap. Neighbors and family called 911 as the girl's sister cried hysterically. Quote, we just tried to calm the little ones, the neighbor said, because the little ones were like, is she going to do that to me next?
Yeah.
No, honey, it was an accident. Unless you misbehave.
Then we'll accidentally do it to you.
That's right. You see how easy accidents can happen?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. On the southeast tip of Pittsburgh, Muir Court Drive, Black... Oh, who gives a fuck? They're talking about hopscotch games and fucking who cares. So, running over kids and making it look like an accident, I'm going to have to go with yes.
I guess if you can get away with it.
As long as they're bratty little fucking kids. There are some nice kids out there.
Yeah, they got to deserve it.
Exactly. And I don't know. If you didn't have a C-section, having kids wrecks your shit.
Yeah.
And being the husband, you would be like, no, rip it out of her stomach. I don't want to fuck a fucking jar of mayonnaise the rest of my life. And then she's like, oh, this is why I don't get fucked anymore. And then she did it. That's exactly how it fucking happened. Next story.
This one is college drug sting snags justice security major scores of others.
Scores?
Scores.
Nice.
Yeah. About 100 people, including students majoring in Homeland Security and Criminal Justice, were arrested Tuesday in an undercover drug sting at San Diego State University.
You can major in Homeland Security?
Apparently.
What the fuck is that? They teach you how to build a fence? Like, all right, your home is secure now. I don't understand. What do they do?
I don't know. About they sell drugs, apparently.
They show you pictures of Arabic people, and they're like, all right, this is what you're looking for. And they're like, all right, check.
Check.
The test is like one multiple choice, and it's got like a picture of the thing.
See how racist you can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like they all look the same.com where you have to pick which ones are
right.
Which race of Asian or whatever. That's great.
Among those arrested, 75 were students, one of them a criminal justice major charged with possession of guns and cocaine, authorities said.
Blowing guns. Yep. Holy shit. And he was going for criminal justice?
Yeah.
You think he missed? He skipped class?
Oh, I forgot. You're not supposed to have that stuff.
You think he skipped? That's what I was going to say. He skipped class the day they said cocaine and firearms are illegal.
Right.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
I mean, you study criminal justice. You'd think you would know enough not to get caught, right?
Yeah.
What
you'd
are
think.
They teaching these kids?
Nothing.
How to score blow. Oh, wow.
21 people who are not students were arrested recently on a variety of drug charges, officials said. Damon Mosler, chief of the Narcotics Division for the San Diego County District Attorney's Office, was surprised by what he described as the dealers' openness about what they were doing.
So
they were just like, yeah,
we're doing coke
we're
and fucking hookers
and
then shooting
guns.
Them in the head
yeah.
when we're done so we don't have to pay them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they're...
You know what I'd blame this on?
Hmm.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, totally.
Fucking A.
It wasn't their fault.
No.
Rockstar wouldn't have made that game.
This never would have happened. These kids would have spent more time in their criminal justice class and learned that this is bad.
Quote, they weren't picky about who they sold to, he said, alleging that was good.
Fifth grade much?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That undercover officers would simply call them and say, hey, I heard you deal. Will you sell to me? And
fuck yeah. Wait, are you a cop? Nope. Well, then fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want? I got guns. I got nukes. Weapons of mass destruction. Well, what do you want, man? I got it all. I got Osama hiding down here. What do you want?
I'm sure they got everything.
That would be so. If you were looking for a college to go to, would you maybe check that one out?
I might.
Yeah. See, and that's the whole thing. These kids were dumb when they deal. You don't deal. If you're going to sell drugs, you don't sell it to just anybody. How the fuck do you think people get caught? Oh, hey, you got any cocaine? Yeah, I do. Boom, you're arrested. No, you don't fucking do that. You sell to people you fucking know. And if you insist on doing it that way, at least get to know them first. Don't just sell
it
right away.
Just sell your friends and your friends' good friends.
Yeah, exactly. Or frisk the fucking dude if he's wearing a wire. No, I don't want to sell you drugs. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't have that, no.
My friend had a good idea a long time ago when we were talking about like selling drugs and shit in general. And we would go down to the park. This was our idea. So now if anybody wants to sell drugs, this is how you do it. So listen up. You go down to the park and you dig a bunch of holes, right? And you bury whatever you have. So you got some weed buried here, some shrooms buried there, some coke, crack, crank, whatever. And then you cover them up and you have a map, obviously, so you can find them again, right? But in real, like, inconspicuous places. And that way, when someone wants to buy some shit, you go down to the park and you're watching. You make sure it's not a setup and then you don't have the shit on you. So when you go down there, if it's a bust, you have nothing on you. You're okay. And it's in the ground. And then once you make sure everything's okay, then you tell them to meet at the next place. See, the park is like the first, and then you get your shit and then you go meet them and then,
Right.
Good idea, right?
That is a very good idea.
I haven't got caught yet. Boom! I'm just kidding. I don't do that anymore. I sell water now.
Yeah, you
sell
the water.
I sell funny. Ha ha.
For free.
That's right. I give funny away. Yeah. I got so much funny. I got funny like on fucking stock shelves and shit. I can't give it away fast enough.
Yeah.
I can't. I try all day.
Really?
And I still have all this funny. You may not notice it right now, but trust me.
In all, authorities confiscated more than 100,000 worth of drugs. Wow.
What kind does it say?
Bags of marijuana weighing 4 or 5 pounds would sell for 4,000 to 5,000.
5 pounds? That's a grand a pound?
Yeah.
Dude,
and a kilogram of cocaine would sell for about 17.
A kilo of I don't know keys. What is that in ounces?
I don't know either.
I don't know. Well, a kilogram is 1,000 grams, right? So 3.5 grams in an eight. Oh, an ounce is 28 grams. So a kilo, I don't fucking know.
Whatever.
Fuck me. Whatever.
That's a lot of coke.
That's a lot of cocaine.
Yes.
You need a lot of hookers to do all that.
The firearms include semi-automatic 9mm or 4-caliber handguns and a rifle.
Very nice. But how are they selling weed at $1,000 a pound? This has to be some shitty-ass Mexican brickweed. Because back when we used to do that, and getting a good deal was like $3,000 on a pound of weed. But it was good fucking weed, you know? And then you'd sell it in eighths and make $6,400. You'd double your money. Whatever. $1,000 a pound, you're getting like seeds and stems that smells like ammonia.
Right.
It's brickweed.
It's not good.
It's not even worth selling. You could up here, you couldn't give that to people. They'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's like, you can just throw that away.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous.
The students face charges that include possession for sale and sale of cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana.
Ooh, and ecstasy, huh?
Nice.
Man.
Ecstasy is probably as shitty as the marijuana.
Then you would think, though, that people that well connected to have pounds and pounds and pounds and kilos of coke and, you know, grips of pills and shit, they wouldn't go selling to just anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, how?
Well, I guess they thought they were invincible because they were going to school for Homeland Security or something.
Well, okay, so they're like, we know when it's
right.
Like, no, you're not doing terrorism stuff. You're selling drugs. That's a whole different fucking department.
Yeah, you're going to the wrong school.
Yeah, you want to be in the DEA if you were. But no, what I was saying is when you start selling drugs, you're like, okay, I want to make some extra money. I want to start selling drugs. You don't go from an idea to the top where you have pounds and pounds. You have to work your way up there, and it takes a long fucking time, dude. You have to meet the people, get them to trust you, and you know, you can't just
People like that don't trust
Easily. So that's how what I'm saying. That seems really weird that these people have been in the game that long but yet made such a rookie mistake,
unless they're growing the weed themselves. But
right.
That doesn't explain,
but
the
even
kilos
it doesn't say cultivating, it just
that's
says
true.
distributing.
But maybe I don't know. If they were
fucking retards.
If they were growing, they'd probably
And
know.
You know what? The dumb ones get caught and the smart ones will continue selling shit.
And the smart ones you won't know about because they're not getting caught.
Exactly. All right. Well, last story here and then we'll wrap it up. This is a good one. Principal nearly raped by students. No.
I can't even say anything to that.
On principal, I'm not going to say anything on that.
Nice.
Yeah, Baltimore. There have been more than 100 separate cases of violence this school year. Now we have the first that's sexual in nature. It's like they're all
it's
proud
only a
of
matter
it.
Of
hey,
time.
Call Guinness. Someone just got raped in the ass. This is a first. Teachers and administrators are now advised not to stay in schools alone after dark after a chilling attack at the Calverton Middle and Elementary campus. Now,
in elementary. Campus.
What is the principal doing at an elementary school after dark? Unless he's banging his secretary and or the student faculty, or not the student faculty, the teacher faculty.
Right. Yeah, because really, what's a principal got to do that late?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
booty
isn't your job done?
No, he doesn't want to go home to his wife that he's been fucking for God knows how long.
Right.
He wants to come here and meet his secretary who he gets to fuck. And she gladly fucks him because it makes her job easier.
Yeah.
When he's like, bring me some coffee, she's like, mm-mm, not doing it. What's supposed to be a safe haven turned dangerous for an assistant principal there Sunday.
Yeah, because schools are definitely safe these days.
Police say 2 13-year-old students broke through a window and tried to rape her.
The principal's
now,
a girl.
I understand women are not as strong as men, but if I was a bitch, I would whoop a couple 13-year-old asses if they tried to rape me. You know what happened. I'm going to call it now without reading it. She let them.
Yep.
They went and told their friends. She called rape.
Yep.
Yep. That's I guarantee it. Quote, she's been at the school for a while, said, holy shit, I'm not going to even try and pronounce that.
Wow, that's
Who's
a good
Quiazita?
Name.
Quiazita? Quiazita? Wow. Smith, I like her last name is Smith. Her first name's Quiet. Who says she's the victim's cousin. Quote, she's a dedicated educator, a very loving person, very friendly and outgoing.
Well, that explains
she's very
it.
Friendly, willing to help anybody. That's just her nature.
Especially
so
13-year-olds.
These 13-year-olds had some sex ed homework. She was willing to help them.
Because she's loving and friendly.
And then she, being a woman, changed her mood. Like that, like they do, and called rape. You better be careful when you fuck this one, because halfway through it, she's going to be like, oh, I'm done, and you're going to be like, uh-uh, and she's going to be like, that's it, rape, rape.
Didn't we have one?
See, look at her, you scandalous fucking bitch.
Didn't we have one story, or I don't know, it might have been something else, but I remember hearing that a girl was having sex with someone, and she said she didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he stopped
five
seconds later.
Yeah.
And she called, and he got busted for rape.
That shit is like a train. You don't just stop immediately on a dime like a car. You have to
give me five fucking seconds.
Right. Give me a few hundred feet to get this fucking motherfucker stopped, you know? It took a while to get it going, right? Right. You know
and
what
once
I mean.
You're going.
And once you're going, that's it, man. You're like, oh, okay, sorry, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then that, no, fuck that. You finish. You pretend.
I mean,
okay, first you pretend like you didn't hear.
Right.
And then she starts moving away, and you're like, oh, okay, we can go over here if you want to do. And then, you know, then maybe you might want to stop. But yeah, give
there should be some kind of rule. Like, five pumps. You can allow
rule?
Five pumps.
Give
after.
A nigga a minute.
Yeah.
That's what the rule's
give
called.
A
give a nigga
minute.
A minute. That's all we need. We just need a minute. And if the nigga can finish in that minute, then fuck it. That's fair game. But if not, you got to stop, guys.
Yep. Then it's rape.
Then it's rape. Oh,
if you can't finish in the minute after she says a stop, you raped her.
You weren't going to finish anyway. Let's be honest. You weren't going to. Oh, wow. Let's see. Investigators identified the boys through surveillance video. The surveillance video the principal happened to be recording, right?
Right.
So she could be like, look, they raped me. And what she didn't say is that she actually told the students, we're going to play a little role-playing game.
Yeah.
You guys are going to break in the school and rape me, and I'm going to pretend. And then she's like, well, the video, I got raped. Sorry, kids. Chulus. quote, this is now a crisis, and we have to call it what it is. Said Mary. Call it what it is. That's awesome. It's not. Then call it rape, not a crisis.
Wow.
What? I love that.
Not even calling what
best quote ever. Said Marietta English, president of the Baltimore Teachers Union, I would not stay in these buildings alone late at night. Alone late at night. Now, if I was meeting the principal there, that's another story.
Well, yeah.
Of course. The alarm over violence in city schools began with the release of a videotaped attack on a teacher at Reginald Lewis High. We need to check YouTube for that video. Eyewitness News spoke exclusively with the mother of a student there who says her daughter's classmates tried to sexually assault her. It's because your daughter's a fucking whore wearing pink shoelaces, you dumb cunt. Quote, my daughter said they threw her on the floor and tried to take her clothes off of her. But they couldn't get them off because she was fighting them. Then it's not rape if they didn't get the clothes off. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, I mean, unless
rape,
he just fucks through
need,
the clothes. That's
not penetration, though. That's dry humping. Then say, oh, I'm sorry, Mom. I got dry humped at school.
Yeah, that's not rape.
Don't call it.
That's
you're gonna,
just rubbing up against her.
Exactly. If you're going to call it what it is, then call it what it is.
Yeah.
Don't say, well, this is rape, but this is
it's a crisis.
Yeah, that's stupid. Quote, my daughter said they threw her on the floor, and I just read that. The attacks drew outrage from the mayor and the head of city schools. The mayor's like, how come I ain't getting no pussy?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? I'm the mayor. You were just a principal. Fuck. Quote, it's a shame that one can't do that to prepare for the upcoming week and be safe in that environment. Can't do what? It's a shame that you can't go around raping people and then go to school like nothing happened. That is a shame. It's a crying shame, like elder abuse. No way to predict it. No way to guard against it. You can't fight off a 13-year-old. There's no possible way. You couldn't carry mace or some fucking pepper spray or a gun. I mean, really, there's no, in this society, in today's age, there is no possible way to protect yourself from a couple of punk-ass 13-year-olds. Really?
Yeah. I mean, you should,
really?
Know. These days, you should probably
really,
that.
Adult, you can't fuck, oh, God. If you deserve to get raped, if a couple of 13-year-olds come at you and they overpower you and rape you, you fucking wanted it or you deserve it. Right?
I'm down with that.
Thank you. Nationwide, there were 1.5 million victims of school violence last year. 78% of schools reported a violent incident. In Baltimore, the scope of the attack is escalating. This is the first report of a sex crime against an administrator.
But not the last.
Yeah, exactly. Usually it's the other way around, where the teacher's like, hey, baby, want a little sex education? Hands-on, huh?
Here.
Countless teachers are bruised and battered while their principals look the other way.
It's because the principals
are
the ones
doing it.
If
you're a teacher and your students beat your ass, you're a shitty fucking teacher. I'm sorry. This isn't fucking Michelle Pfeiffer in Dangerous Minds. This is little fucking kids. If a little kid gets his pecker in your asshole, you deserve to get fucked in the ass. I'm sorry, but... Slap him, hit him, do something, throw a book, hit him with a ruler. You're a fucking teacher. Jesus Christ. What are they even teaching kids?
Nothing.
The kind of teacher that can get raped by a couple of kids, what the fuck is she even teaching him?
Probably nothing.
Wow. I'm fucking done with teachers. Teachers are scumbags, and that bitch deserved it. You got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Let's just get the fuck out of here.
All right. Well, as usual, if you guys have anything to say, click on the show notes, leave us a comment, email us info@thegemhole.com. Thegemhole.com is our shit. You can subscribe with the iTunes, vote on the podcast alley, dig us on thedig.com, myspace.com/thegemholepodcast, and go fuck yourself. Jamming.
Jamming.
1, 2, 1, 2. Kind of tired. Big L about to get into some shit. Alright, check it out. Yo, fuck all the glamours and glitz. I plan to get rich. I'm from New York and never was a fan of the Knicks. And I'm all about expanding my chips. You mad cause I was in the van with your bitch? With both hands on her tits. Hold your own, hold the throne. That you know in your heart. I got style, plus the way that I be flowing is sharp. A while back, I used to hustle, selling blow in the park. Counting G-stacks and rocking ice that glow in the dark. Forever, hottie hunting, trigger temper, I'm quick to body something. You looking at me like I'm probably fronting. I fuck around and throw three in your chest and flee to my rest. I'm older and smarter, this is me at my best. I stop hanging around, y'all. Cause niggas like you be praying on my downfall. Hoping I flop, hoping I stop. You probably even hope I get locked. Or be on the street corner with a pipe, smoking a rock. I got more riches than you, fuck more bitches than you. Only thing I haven't got is more stitches than you. Fucking punk, you ain't a leader, what? Nobody followed you, you was never shit. Your mother should have swallowed you. You on some tag-along, flunky, yes man shit. Do me a favor, please get off the next man dick. And if you think I can't fuck with whoever, put your money up, put your jewels up. No, fuck it, put your honey up, put your raggedy house up, nigga. Or shut your mouth up before I buck lead and make a lot of bloodshed. Turn your tux red, I'm far from broke, got enough bread and mad hoes. Ask Beavis, I get nothing but head. My game is vicious and cruel. Fucking chicks is a rule. If my girl think I'm loyal, then that bitch is a fool. How come you can listen to my first album and tell where a lot of niggas got their whole style from?
Yeah.
So what you acting for? You ain't half as raw. You need to practice more. Somebody tell this nigga, son, for I crack his jaw. You running with boys, I'm running with men. I'ma be ripping the mics until I'm 110. Have that niggas like, damn it, this nigga done it again. I throw slugs at idiots. No love for city cops. I sport a pretty watch. 850 rocks. I'm making wonderful figures. I don't fuck with none of you niggas. I might pull out this gun on you niggas and rob every last one of you niggas.
Yeah.
What?
Tired.
But somebody tired. That wasn't too bad.